coming back to Belfast to play very, very soon one of the finest, most innovative bands ever to come out of the 80s. And fine musicians as well. And joining me on the phone this morning from Big Country is Mark Brzecki. Morning, Mark.
Good morning, Morris.
How are you today?
Good, thanks, yeah.
Sorry for getting you up at this ungodly hour.
No, it's not a problem, really, happy to be on.
I have to say, we have to start the interview this morning in a bit of a, well, in a not a very nice tone. The reason being, you're responsible for me giving up the drums.
Oh my goodness me, why is that?
Well, because you were too good, and I tried to copy some of those fills and flicks in the songs, and I thought to myself, you know what, if that's what it takes, I may as well give up now.
Oh, you're very flattering. I mean, it's just something that I think you just, you know, I don't know what how you develop, but, you know, it's easy to get good on the drums to a certain level, then it's really hard to break through to become really good, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, but there's only you could probably count on the fingers of 10 hands.
Yeah, that's
sort
true.
Of the real drummers who have a style and a feel about them, and you would be one of those drummers.
I've always loved drummers that have, exactly what you said, Morris. I've always loved the drummers that have had the minute you hear them play, you know who they are and you know what band they're from.
Yeah.
You know, you can name them, like from Keith Moon to Ginger Baker, the greats.
Neil Peart. Stuart Copeland.
Exactly. Copeland, John Bonham. You can hear their sound, you can hear their style, and it's very much part of being in a band. It gives you that identity in a band, and it gives the band its identity back as well. It's all part of being in that unit.
Let's go back, because this is going to be a very special gig for Big Country, and your Belfast audiences love you. You know that
we love coming to Belfast. we've had great times in Ireland, particularly in Belfast, and the audience are normally fantastic. We're really, really excited to come over there.
It's a very special one because you're going to be doing your debut album, The Crossing, in full.
That's right. You know, we have been touring it, and it's been a real, real, real blast because, you know, A, we haven't played some of these songs for a long time, and it's like us visiting old friends. It's like a school reunion within looking at the songs, you know. And it's funny how you think, oh, I'm going to have to dig deep to find how the songs go myself. But actually, as soon as we start, you hear the first chord, it all just comes flooding back. I suppose it's a bit like driving a car. You think, well, I haven't driven for a while, you know, or whatever, you know. It just all comes back.
Well, it's nearly 30 years.
I know. It's a long time, and God, it seems like a lifetime away when we first started.
An absolute phenomenal debut album, I have to say. It took everybody by storm, if you pardon the pun. Which came first? Did the band come first and the album, or did the songs come first, which got the deal, or did Stuart had the songs and then he got the band together?
A little bit of both. I mean, there was a kind of a failed Mark One version that came out, and there were some embers of the songs in a small way just at the front end of that. But then when me and Tony got drafted in, as they needed a solid rhythm section, the band hadn't really done any work or really got themselves going, and a lot of the song ideas. Kind of, it changes. Song ideas always change and develop and move on, and a lot of song ideas kind of completely changed. We added our parts, and obviously Stuart coming out of the skids, you can hear that style.
Yeah,
in the
Big
Country in the early days, but very much so that the songs were written and recorded and developed once this lineup, which was the lineup, if you know what I mean, got established.
So. That's an amazing album, and you know everybody knows all the singles off it, but all the other tracks on the album are fantastic as well. You know, it's very strong.
It's one of those things, Morris. When you do it at the time, because you know, we haven't heard it back either, back to back. When you're recording an album, it takes a certain amount of weeks, even months to record something, and you don't actually hear it back in its entirety. So when we heard it back for the first time, we all went, oh, wow, we're onto something here. We know we've done something amazing. And we did feel that ourselves hearing the album back.
And the audience weren't too long in telling you the same thing.
No, absolutely. We particularly, you know, the songs in the set that we play, they're really audience favourites, you know, particularly off that album. It does really make the audience get going.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely. You can't not stand still. You know,
That's right.
As soon as those rhythms start, your fault, and away you go. Do you know what I mean?
I put it, you know, obviously you've got your drumming in you there, Morris, but it is a lot to do with the speed of the songs as well.
Yeah.
A lot of the audience, I've said this before, when they're jumping up and down, which is wonderful because you can't sit still in a Big Country concert, as you say, it's sometimes not only is it the music that's stirring you, it's the speed that you can
exactly.
jump up and down. It's that tempo as well that
exactly.
I'm very aware of.
I was down at the last one in the spring in Airbreak, and as soon as certain songs start, they just are jumping up and down speed.
I know.
So many 40-year-old plus men who are now about probably 16 stone or more, like me, I was worried about the floor in the spring in Airbreak, I have
to
say.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, when we did Barrowlands, when they had a sprung floor years ago, and obviously when they're jumping up and down, they're not breaking step. You know, we see the whole PA and the whole thing was like, oh my God, the roof's going to come in.
hit the resonant frequency and the whole place comes down. This time you're playing in the Mandela Hall, 14th of April. It's going to be a fantastic night. The Crossing plus many, many more big country songs. Mike Peters from The Alarm, still up front.
Yes, Mike's done a fantastic job. You know, he's obviously come from this like-minded, spirited band from our era as well. He's been a friend over the years with Big Country. He's come up on stage with Stuart and the band many times as a guest. He's toured with us. He's given what we need. You know, obviously we're not replacing Stuart. We're celebrating the band with Mike's style now.
Absolutely,
coming into the band. And he's doing a fabulous job along with Bruce's son Jamie Watson, who's given us a twin guitar back.
Absolutely, got twin guitars.
In fact, we've had to have two guys to replace Stuart, if you look at it.
That's true. Mark, thanks for the chat this morning. And if anyone wants a fantastic night out at a gig, I highly recommend Big Country. That's so much fun and so much energy in the audience. Mark, thanks for joining us this morning.
Very welcome.
All the best. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye.